We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. So we talked a little bit about the new rules.
Yes.
We're going to talk about some guns that we'll be hunting with in the upcoming hunting season.
Yep.
It's going to be here before you know it. This segment brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
Jacob, you've had lots of experience with Reliable.
Is he still working? Did he get your bathroom
done? He got it done. He got it done. The bathroom looks great. Jeremy and the crew has done a fantastic job in the bathroom. Next up is the garage. So he's coming over next week to take a look at building the garage on the house.
Good deal.
It needs it. He did a great job. Fantastic. I had everything. Anyways, can't say enough good about Jeremy and the crew at Reliable Enterprises. Give him a call. Let him know you heard him on the Gunsmith Show. 810-429-6957 or ReliableExteriorPro.com. Now, he prefers exterior work.
Yeah, he does.
But he's a fully licensed builder in the state of Michigan.
He twists his arm to get him to do inside stuff.
I'm like, Jeremy, I'm in the hospital. Can you put this bathtub
exactly.
in for me?
And he did it. Boy,
he fell
sucker.
For it. Yeah. So,
but honestly, you can remember, you can always go to our website, thegss.com, and link right to them very simply.
So you said we're going to talk about our Facebook challenge.
Yes.
So on our Facebook page, and I'm going to share it again right now, we have this great Stanley mug. Green, insulated, with a lid. It's going to hold a ton of coffee. I've shared a couple photos in the past week. You have to go to our Facebook page, The Gunsmith Show.
I'm going to take a picture and put it on Facebook while we're doing the show. Smile, Jake.
Perfect. So, and watching him try to figure out the camera on his phone.
Oh, I got
that iPhone 4.
No, it's not iPhone 4. Oh, it's really blurry. Well, you're okay.
Anyways.
You look younger, blurry.
Perfect. Anyways, so we have this brand new mug. You got to go to our page. You tell us your favorite firearm. And it could really tie in with this segment of what are you going to hunt with this year?
Yeah.
We want to know your favorite firearm. Comment on the picture. Like and share the post too.
Yeah.
And next week, live on the air, we're going to do a drawing to see who wins this cup. We're going to send you a message. And then you've just got to tell us address and we'll get the cup out
and
to you.
You don't have to put a picture of the gun on.
No, just comment.
Like it and share, comment. And because right now our page is like in that mode where because we talk about guns, gee, they won't share it. So the only way for us to do this is to get new shares, new people sharing
right.
the show. So it's frustrating. They are as liberal as they can be and left-wing commie sons of guns and they drive me crazy. But anyways, honestly, Jake, the question, and so we'll have fun with the cup, and that's going to happen.
Yep.
But the big thing is, I think there's a good chance I might just stick with my 450 this year and hunt with it again.
Yeah, I could see you doing that.
I'm comfortable with it. You know, I got it suppressed. It shoots good. I'm fine out to 225, 250 yards, and I just need to practice more this year. As long as my shoulder can take it after my shoulder replacement, I'll be all right. If not, I'm going to downsize to my 6.5 Grendel.
Well, and I'm really torn because as much as I love my 450, now that it's, let's say one buck and an antler point restriction.
Yeah. That's got me worried too.
I've been thinking I need a bigger scope. It's got the BDC dots.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's perfect. That third dot down is 300 yards. It's worked every time.
You've killed a couple deer over 250 yards. One at 273, both one-shot kills.
I'm pretty sure I've shot more deer that far than I've shot deer up close.
Yeah, probably close to the same. Yeah, at least 150 yards out.
But the 450 does the job.
And you always get him with one shot.
Yeah.
He only shoots once. It's one-shot Jake. That's what I'm going to call him.
Well, it's a big gun. I mean, if you shoot him in the right spot.
I've had 7 450 Bushmasters. He's had one.
I stuck with the first one.
I've had two. Oh,
I had that Ruger American, but I'm like, why do I have this? I've got the original Bushmaster AR.
Yeah.
This thing works great.
Yeah. And that 450, we moved on to another hunter and he's done great with it.
Yeah.
So,
but I still have mine.
Yep.
Now, my thought is I have a 6.5 Grendel, 24 inch spiral fluted stainless barrel upper.
Yeah.
It's a great AR.
Yeah.
But I've got like a killer scope for 500 yards, if not on there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, this could really extend because multiple times I saw a truly massive buck last year at 350 yards.
Yep. We're not going to take that.
I got to aim 4 feet above it with a 450.
And last year with your kidney problems, you weren't very mobile.
No.
Maybe by this year you'll be better.
The goal is to be mobile this year and not have the issues I had.
Yep.
But again, that's a long shot.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, I've got a 300 Winchester Magnum. Do I break that thing out?
Yeah.
Well, even then, you know, what do you know, honestly, down here, you could use your trusty 30-06.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You could use, you could have a 7-millimeter Mauser that your grandpa, or like your brother, 8-millimeter Mauser, yeah, converted at Williams back in the 60s.
He called me yesterday all excited. He goes, hey, I can hunt down here with my 8-millimeter now. I said, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
He called me. The first thing he said was, what are you going to hunt with this year? I said, I don't know, but you're probably going to hunt with your 8-millimeter down here. And he goes, exactly. That's why I was calling you. So
I mean, 30-30s.
Yeah, and I literally went through the list. I'm like, a 6.5 Grendel, 270, 30-06, 300 Win Mag, 45-70, my 444. If it didn't kick so doggone hard, you know, right, well, those now compressed I'm worried about
loads,
my shoulder. Yeah.
Those compressed loads can yeah, remove the fingerprints.
But I mean, you could go out and hunt with a 405 Winchester here now. You know, but the 4570s are so prevalent now. They're
everywhere. You can hunt down here with anything larger than a 22 Hornet.
338 Lapua, you know, if you want to kill a deer in the next county.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is truly point is
having
endless.
Meat left over from the deer, though, to, you know, properly harvest the animal.
Yeah. Well, I it'd be like Popeye back when Popeye used to punch somebody and they, you know, punch a cow in the face and they came down all chopped up into, you know, side cuts of meat. But I bet more powerful scopes and scope purchases and binocular purchases are going to be really big this year.
Yeah.
Because I really think that we all need to rethink, is that four-power scope enough when you got a one-buck rule and you're hunting down here in farm fields and you do see those deer at 300 and 400 yards out? You got a high-powered rifle now. You might want to go to like a 16-power scope or even a 24-power and hunt from a bog tripod and make it a heck of a shot. You know?
I think maybe I'll try my 35 Whalen.
It's got longer range and more power than the 450 Bushmaster does.
It does.
But you still got to be careful with it.
What do you mean?
Because you do have fast bullet drop with that gun too.
You do, but where the, you know, any of those small, those 6 millimeter, 6 to 7 millimeter rifles, don't have the bullet drop.
No, that's why I'm thinking my Grendel. 125 grain.
I just want to use that 35 Whalen.
I want to go for headshots with the Grendel because, you know, the Grendel, you get
but you have to sight the gun in, though, to make sure.
Yeah. He gets mad at me because I keep changing scopes. And then I'll bore sight it and I don't get a chance to go to range.
Imagine you're a NASCAR race and you just before the race, you say, guys, let's change the engine. And you never start the car till it's in the lineup. That's kind of the same scenario.
I just got to shoot more. So it's because I'm so doggone busy helping you. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of things going on this year. We're going to have fun with it, but I'm definitely going to have a couple of doe permits in my pocket, in case that's all I see, but I will have venison in the freezer, God willing, this year. I hope you do too, Jake.
You know, what's interesting about all of this with the deer changes.
What's that?
They haven't changed the rules for nighttime coyote hunting.
I wondered about that.
They haven't changed that.
I bought my coyote license this week.
So you still have to have 269 caliber or smaller.
Right. 277 or smaller.
269. You can't use a 270.
I thought it was 277 or smaller. I think it's 277 or smaller.
I thought it was. Okay.
Anyways. I think so. I might be wrong. But and there again, you got to read your books.
Yeah.
You
know? And it's a small.
We just have 6.5s, which are fine. That's 257s. So no, 264s. That's
correct.
What that is. So but I'm serious. I will have a couple doe permits in my wallet before I go in the woods. So hopefully you will too. Now, hoping they bring the price of doe permits down. Now we are celebrating William's 100th year, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah. And they've produced, they're giving away over $30,000 in prizes for the 100th anniversary. $30,000 in prizes.
$30,000. How
their vendors have stepped up. All the people that they work with appreciate these guys so much. I mean, all the major firearms manufacturers.
They're giving away something from Ruger every day. I think there's something from Smith & Wesson, Daniel Defense, Walther.
Even Orthos, the fancy Orthos, shotgun machines.
Okay. I think they got a gun safe as well that they're doing.
That's the grand prize.
Grand prize is the gun safe with five guns in it.
Yeah.
The value of over $13,000. Even the guys in the stores are excited about that. But you got to go there every day and enter to win.
Gives you more chances.
And then at the end
can
of
you
the
set
week,
up a tent outside? That's what they should do.
I wonder if they have campsites.
First day of the iPad, right?
Exactly.
It's like we're waiting for the iPad. So let's cover more of this when you come back, though, right, Dan?
Yeah, we'll be there. So much as possible.
More after this. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock.